Five Tastes of Holy Week, Episode 1, Bitter. We begin this week in a small kitchen garden, with a bitter foretaste of things to come. From bitter herbs long overgrown, bitter leaves have grown here unruly. The medicinal and the harmful, plants and weeds, harsh tastes that can save or ruin, draw depth of flavour or turn our lips in disgust. This is a bitter week, for this is the week Jesus will die. The week that the flame will be extinguished. It is a bitter draught to drink, a bitter pill hard to swallow. He will rise again come week's end to offer an unstoppable love, but until then, the week begins in bitterness, in small dark leaves picked for the purpose. For despite the goodness of Jesus and his followers, bitterness is everywhere. The bitter seasoning of hunger, the bitterness of restive souls, the bitterness of imperial power, the bitterness of those on the periphery of it. A bitterness that wicks away at the mouth, drying the throat. It's a week of cracked voices and small, dark leaves. A small palmful of these bitter leaves are picked for Thursday, for the meal that will become the Last Supper. They are sought out of this dense, overgrown garden, while outside, even now, there are voices clamouring for a saviour, for a rebel, a warlord, an avenging angel. For bitterness is warning. Bitter notes are an alarm for our taste buds. They break through with urgency and call us to respond. It is the bitter taste of this morning's medication, or of the cooling coffee at breakfast, of the tea we drink to rouse us as the day wanes. For the warning signal of bitterness reminds us of the undercurrent of life. For bitter tastes cannot be ignored in their harshness. They enliven us with their warning and wisdom. We ask you, God, to meet us in the bitter tastes of today. The bitterness that prods and pokes us, that reminds us we're alive, that warns us of danger, that awakens us to the day and deepens our appreciation of life. May we feel the bitterness, not of desperate Pilate or Herod, but the simple bitterness of Mary Magdalene and Nicodemus, who respond to the bitterness of this week by turning outwards instead of in, with love and care and tenderness. Lord God, today may bitterness be a prompt for us to turn outwards instead of inwards. May bitterness be a wake-up call for us to act today with compassion. For in bitterness we are enlivened to the richness of life. Amen. That was Five Tastes of Holy Week, Episode 1, Bitter, written and read by James Cathcart. The music you heard was the song Have You Room for Love by The Bogle Band, and this episode was edited by me for Sanctuary First.